Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're talking about something that could genuinely change how we screen bone health in kids, using nothing more than a chest x-ray and some clever AI. A new study just came out in radiology showing that deep learning can predict bone mineral density from pediatric chest radiographs, and honestly, the implications are pretty significant. Let's dig in. So here's the problem we're solving. Bone health matters a lot in children, especially those with chronic conditions. Right now, if a doctor wants to assess a kid's bone mineral density, they need to send them to get a DXA scan, that's dual energy X-ray absorptiometry. It's the gold standard, but it's also specialized, it takes time, and it's not always accessible. A lot of kids who should be screened actually aren't, because of these practical barriers. But here's what a lot of pediatric patients are already getting anyway: chest X-rays. They get them for colds, for routine checkups, all sorts of reasons. So what if you could extract bone density information from those images that are already being taken? That's exactly what this multi-center feasibility study explored. The researchers developed a deep learning model trained on chest radiographs and compared their predictions to actual DXA measurements. And the results are pretty compelling. In their internal test set, they found a correlation of 0.85 between predicted and DXA measured BMDZ scores. In an external test set, which is always the more rigorous evaluation, they still got 0.76. Both statistically significant, obviously. Now, what makes this even more interesting is the clinical performance. For detecting low BMD, the model achieved an AUC of 0.92 internally and 0.90 externally. That's really good. The sensitivity was 60% internally and jumped to 82% externally, while specificity stayed strong at 95% and 85% respectively. So we're talking about a model that can reliably flag kids with bone density problems. And here's what really impressed me. They tested this across diverse populations. They included kids with hemato-oncologic disorders, inflammatory conditions, renal disease, neuromuscular disorders. This isn't just a model that works for healthy kids. It's identifying BMD abnormalities across genuinely complex, varied patient groups. Now, they did find one important limitation. Short stature was independently associated with higher odds of clinically significant prediction errors, about twofold higher, actually. So it's not perfect for every subgroup, but that's exactly the kind of nuance you need to know about before deploying something clinically. What's really striking about this work is it's addressing an actual gap in clinical practice. We know that underutilization of DXA screening is a problem. Kids with certain chronic diseases are at genuine risk for skeletal deficits, but they're not always getting screened because the barrier to access is real. An opportunistic screening tool, something that extracts value from imaging that's already being done, could genuinely change that. The multi-center design is important too. When you're evaluating an AI model for clinical use, you need to see that it generalizes beyond the institution where it was developed. The fact that they tested this externally and still maintained strong performance, that's reassuring. That said, the caveat about short stature is worth dwelling on. It suggests the model might be picking up some height-related patterns that confound bone density prediction. That's the kind of thing you'd need to investigate further and potentially address in the next iteration of the model. So what does this mean practically? If this moves forward to clinical validation, we could be looking at a screening tool that's truly accessible. Pediatricians could flag children at risk for bone density problems during routine chest X-ray evaluations, leading to earlier DXA scans for those who need them. For kids with chronic illnesses who already need chest imaging for other reasons, you'd essentially get free bone health assessment data. It's a nice example of how AI is being applied to real clinical problems. Not something flashy, but something genuinely useful. The paper is published in Radiology. And it's definitely worth a read if you're thinking about bone health screening or how to maximize the information we extract from existing medical imaging. That's what we've got for you today. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.